Good morning once again. The time is 9:06. Temperature at 68 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Bit of sunshine out there. Wednesday morning, live from our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We've been trying to figure out what's going on with our video stream and the audio on our video stream. Of course, we have a video stream that's at Facebook.com and X.com. We have got the comments. Yes, we have seen the comments that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. Just unfortunately have not been able to figure out what is wrong. So would suggest that maybe if you want to watch the video, maybe bring up the audio on the radio or on the app as well, because right now just that is working fine. It's just that on the video stream right now we're having some issues. I apologize for that. We'll try to figure out what is happening with that and get it fixed as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Thanks again to Bob Look for joining us in the first hour. Coming up, we will be joined by Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. Also coming up, we will be talking about what's happening at the Good News Project. On the first Wednesday of every month, we focus on the Good News Project. So we will find out what's happening with the Good News Project coming up at 9:34 as well. Whew. trying to, again, bit of a cold here. I know what the president felt like last Thursday night. It's just not easy when you're trying to fight a little bit of a cold where the voice is not 100%. But we're going to fight through it, try to get through here today, have a little time to rest it up tomorrow. We do have a pre-recorded show tomorrow. So again, it's new, so make sure you tune in. We'll have our regular Thursday feature, North Star Knows, a brand new North Star Knows tomorrow morning at 8:34. So make sure you tune in for that. And then we will be back as well on Friday for a brand new show live. So try to get back to 100% by Friday as well. Before we go any further, time to say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What are the plans for the 4th of July holiday?
Not really anything too fancy. Just spend some time with the family. Hopefully, if the weather is not too rainy, hoping to cook out, have a nice meal, do some awesome fireworks. I mean, we have to wait a few days for better fireworks weather. I'm okay with that. Especially if you have the 4th of July on a Thursday. You know, a lot of people like to use the whole weekend to shoot off fireworks if they can. So we just have to play it by ear. But right now, I'm just looking forward to spending some good quality time with the family.
Also, I know you mentioned yesterday that last night was going to be an audition. Did you have your audition last night?
Yes, I did. Last night, I auditioned for the River and Woods Theater's production of Shakespeare in the Park. They're doing the Taming of the Shrew, and there's actually a big turnout for last night's time slot, and I had a lot of fun reading the scenes, and I'm hoping to hear some good news over the next couple of days.
Did you feel like it went well, though?
I felt like it went very well. I felt like I did a good job. I felt like I had a lot of fun doing it. And well, I've never done a Shakespeare play before, so honestly, I'll be happy just with any role I get.
Is it difficult, the Shakespearean language? And did you find any issues with that?
Yeah, it can be a little difficult because a lot of times you're not entirely sure of what you're saying, but honestly, I think the language is just, it's very rich in dialect, and it's also very funny too. Because I know that we were laughing a lot during some of the scenes because they were pretty funny.
Oh, very good. Hopefully that you'll get good news. When will you know whether or not you got a role? Was it just one night of auditions, or is there multiple nights of auditions?
They had auditions a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And they said that we should be hearing something by either later tonight or at the latest a Thursday.
Oh,
so we should be hearing something in the next couple of days.
So by the time we get back together on Friday morning, we should have
some good news.
Yeah, or else you'll be raging in anger in your producer's booth, saying, "How could they not recognize the talent that I do have?"
We can audition as much as you want. The important thing as an actor is that you can't always be in every show you audition for. An actor has to learn how to accept rejection and know how to, you know, just because I didn't get into this show doesn't mean I'm not a bad actor. I just need to keep working on it and keep auditioning and just...
What is your number of shows at this point?
Right now, as of the last show I finished, Anything Goes, that was number 69.
So, yeah, I get to number 70 for this next one.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. And again, saw the last two shows you were in, Drowsy Chaperone and Anything Goes. They were both terrific. So hopefully be able to add to that total, number 70. And again, it's just something we talk about. And we're going to be, of course, talking about what's going on with the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation with Sean right here in just a moment. But we are just fortunate to have these productions. As you said, it's not just one production, but two productions by River and Woods coming up, right?
That's right. They have a show for kids and a show for adults. The adult show is The Taming of the Shrew, and they also have a show for younger kids. They're doing a Midsummer Night's Dream, which I've heard is a classic show. So
it
is. Be a lot of fun.
And that's great that they're doing Shakespeare. Again, I mean, we've talked about this, about obviously there's a balance that has to be done in terms of bringing in the crowds and bringing in the revenue that, of course, makes any theatrical organization successful. But at the same time, it's nice to have a variety, not just have a bunch of musicals all the time that you feel like, hey, there's people are going to be coming in. It's great, I think, to have Shakespeare, have drama, have comedy, have the musicals as well. And to be able to have that variety, I think, is important. And looking forward to seeing those. When are the actual shows, the productions, and where are the productions? Sometimes I know they're outdoors during the summer.
These shows will actually be outside, yes, they will be in shows will be in August, which is not a very long rehearsal process, but it'll be the August 15th, 16th, and the 17th, and they will be outside at a Stewart Park in Wausau. They have a very nice outdoor theater stage, and they have a place for electricity, so you can do microphones and lights and all that, and hopefully. And the weather will be nice, but, you know, they do have a tentative rain date on the Sunday, which I believe is the 18th of August, you know, just in case the weather is bad. But I looked up pictures of a Stewart Park, and it's actually a really beautiful park, so... It's been a while since I've done an outdoor theater production, but a few times I have done it, though, it's quite the experience and lots of fun.
Fantastic. And again, it's always great that you're involved, being able to be involved and to be part of the art scene here in Central Wisconsin. Another guy that is always involved in the art scene in Central Wisconsin is the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Nice segue as Sean Wright comes into studio. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Number one, you look very summery for this holiday Eve here on July the 3rd.
You know, it appears to be a rare day where it's not raining, so we have
Isn't that crazy?
It really is.
Every other day. Like one day will be nice, another day will be fighting not only rain, but significant rain.
Significant
rain. Always great to have you back and talk about what's going on. And of course, you know, we're in that area where the season... Has the season officially ended, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you announced your new season.
Yes.
But nowadays, you're so popular, you still have shows coming up.
We still have shows coming up, yeah.
What you call this, the interim?
Yeah, I guess, interim term outside of the season. So, yes.
We'll talk about it again, because I know that the next season, people have an opportunity to start to be involved in getting their preferred tickets for these shows. But as we do talk about the interim, what is going on right now at the Grand Theater? Has anything been going on the last couple of weeks?
Monday night had an incredible show with Lyle Lovett and the Large Band. Such an icon. And I mean, in the Large Band, you've got 17 people on stage, backing singers, horn sections, incredibly talented musicians. And, as I was talking to a promoter, he said, by the time Lyle pays all these people, he doesn't make a lot of money on this tour. Four buses, the whole nine yards. But it's just such a magical night of music, and we were really, really glad to have it.
That's one thing I think people they do recognize, but these performers love what they do.
Absolutely.
And it probably just shows up, and that makes for the entire experience to go exceptionally well.
It does. Really, just a fun night, and we were just happy to have it.
We're going to come back in 1 minute, talk more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. That's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, talking to Sean Wright, executive director of the Grand Theater. And you brought it up during the break. I mean, we got the Brewers in first place and the Cards playing great baseball. I tell you, it's interesting because I see it every 2 weeks, and it can tell the mood based on how the Cards have been doing. Because like 6 weeks ago, not so good.
No.
You were shaking your head. You were looking for changes.
Yes.
And then ever since then, it seems as though they have been doing pretty well. And they're the one team that's sort of keeping the Brewers honest at this point.
Keeping the Brewers honest. I think the thing with the Cardinals is still not sure they're a good team, but as of today, they're in the playoffs. So, as long as the Brewers stop hitting grand slams 6 out of 7 games, the Cardinals might be able to keep them honest.
And the always mediocre National League Central
the
division.
The always mediocre National League Central certainly does help.
And one thing that Brewer fans and Cardinal fans can join hands on is being happy the Cubs are in last place.
It's just such a shame to see the Cubs down there, and with the Marlins.
See the L flag fly.
Oh, it's the best.
Let's get back to the real world here. And you mentioned again Monday the great show with Lyle Lovett and his big band. And it's really amazing how you're able to not have a break, because people want to come to Wausau, and that's just a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It really is.
You love a break, but at the same time, it's wonderful to say, hey, come on over.
No, summers used to really be dark for us, and now we still, obviously there's just so many things going on. We don't do a ton of shows, but obviously had Lyle the other night, had the Kids from Wisconsin over the weekend. Next week have Justin Willman, of course, from the Magic for Humans on Netflix, a really talented magician, and excited to have him. And then Straight No Chaser will make their first visit to the Grand in a couple weeks' time with their 90s tour. So, yeah, it's just, you know, just – and then we do have a little bit of a break for, well, I guess about 3 weeks till the Board Teachers comedy tour comes in for a sold-out show. And, boy, we don't – then we're in the season, so let's not fast-forward that quickly.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just – and it's – and the thing about it as well is, you know, during this time of year when you sometimes think, well, people are going to be not thinking about going into the Grand Theater, being going outdoors, yet it seems as though there is that audience, how to call it, demand.
Sure. Oh, you know, it's obviously, you know, a little bit more of a challenge than it is in the fall and winter months, because people do that. And just there's just so many options. There's so many great things going on in this community, and, you know, people have vacations and things like that. But, you know, obviously there's enough demand for us to have the shows and for promoters to bring in the shows. And, you know, it's a nice way of I've never really liked the fact that we kind of went away for 3 months during the summer. So this allows us to kind of stay front of mind, you know, with people, both with the shows that are happening and the shows to come.
Let me ask you, I mean, this may be a little bit off the beaten path, but when you do, because you have to do negotiations with the artists and with their representation, how different is it in terms of the deals that are made during the summer, maybe during the winter months, as you know? Because I imagine that, because like you always talk about, it has to be something that works for everybody.
It does, and it's, you know, it's funny, there are certain shows where the price is the price, whether it's, you know, the worst day on the calendar or the best day on the calendar. But then with some of the other shows, you definitely have some flexibility to, you know, to make deals. And because, you know, as opposed to, you know, some of the fall and winter tours where they're, you know, where people sort of hit pockets of the country and it's, you know, this pocket and then we take a break and we go to a different part of the country. These summer tours, I mean, they pretty much are almost all bus tours that are just, how many dates can we fit in this, you know, summer window. I mean, it's a tight window for them as well to, you know, Straight No Chaser's doing a summer. It's, I mean, literally it's a summer with Straight No Chaser. It can't go on in November. So, you know, they, you know, we definitely wind up in that window, and just with all the festivals and everything where, you know, artists are, they're motivated to play 5-6 shows in a week, a lot of them. And so that means that, you know, your negotiations can look a little bit different because they're not looking at, well, you know, if we're going to come there, when we got to find 3 other dates. I mean, they've already found 3 other dates.
Right. Well, let's turn our attention to the new season, because, again, as we talked about the last couple of times that you've come in, you made the announcement of the 24-25 season. And then obviously you start the process of selling those tickets, and there are so many folks that they mark their calendars for these shows, and they want to have the tickets for these, you know, certain number of shows, and you do a really great job in terms of not, again, not to give you any ideas, but it feels like you could almost be asking these folks to have a higher limit, but well, you're really, I think, more than fair by saying, hey, you can become a great supporter of the Grand Theater, but out of, you know, by just saying, okay, we're going to go to 4 shows out
of shows,
basically about 10% of the whole season. How's it been going so far?
I've been going really well. You know, our subscriber numbers are very strong. All the metrics are great. And yeah, it's been great. We started seeding our subscribers last week. And so we are in the period now where folks can actually, you know, choose seats for the shows as opposed to just general seating areas. And so they do have that ability, whether it's online or through the box office. Some people, you know, some people want to be first and some people want to be like, nope, for this show, I want to see exactly where I will sit. And so folks can do that now and moving forward. And then as we get to Tuesday, that's when single tickets for all 40 shows go on sale, or 3 of them on sale already, but the other 37 go on sale. And so you can, you know, buy tickets to your heart's content. 1 show, 2 show, 3 shows. The funny thing is, on that day and really within that week, we have a lot of people who say, oh, you know, no, I'm not going to subscribe. And then when they put their order in, they're like, oh, I'm at 5 shows. Yes, exactly. You're a subscriber now. You get a discount. Or, you know, we'll have somebody who has 3, and as we're taking their order, we're like, you know, if you literally took a 4-show, you might even save money on your overall order.
And when you think about it, that basically is, if you go to a show once every 2 months, You're there at four shows. And it's like, as you say, there's so many advantages to being a subscriber compared to being somebody that's biased on a single basis.
Yeah, you could just take the four Broadway musicals. You could take four classic rock shows, holiday shows. I mean, really, there's so many combinations that you can do. You know, I take the three comedy shows and add a fourth.
Right.
And so that's the thing. It really is... there's absolute benefit toward it. And the thing that I always remind people is it's not just, the access to tickets. It's not just the discount to tickets. But, as we've talked about, we add shows throughout the year.
Yes.
And those subscribers get access to pre-sales. We have one that we'll be announcing here in a couple of weeks that I know will be a very strong seller. And if you're a subscriber,
little tease there,
yeah. A fun holiday show, and subscribers get, they get in when the fan club members of this particular band get in, and well before the general public. So
if people... You can still become a subscriber now, right?
You can absolutely become a subscriber all the way through the end of the season, basically. Until there's fewer than four shows left.
But earlier the better.
Absolutely. You get that access to tickets. You get those discount levels, and get the best seats.
What do people have to do?
Yeah, you can go online to grandtheater.org, or you can call the box office, stop by the box office, and we'll get you all set, taken care of.
Friendly folks helping out, right?
Absolutely. No, it's been great to see the number of tickets we've sold already, and all the Broadway shows are selling very, very well, so people should jump on them.
Sean, thank you, and have a great fourth.
Absolutely, you as well.
Back with more here on WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And Wednesday morning, boy, Wednesdays are busy. We always have every other Wednesday. Sean Wright, who's just with us, and Bob Luck. And the first Wednesday of every month, we are focusing on the Good News Project out of Wausau. But as I was just talking with our guest, international. I mean, really is something special. But today, Christine Daniels, off and about on an airplane heading off to the Caribbean, correct?
St. Lucia, correct.
St. Lucia. So fortunately, knock on wood, the weather holds up nicely. But today we are joined by Tony Schmidt, who is the help manager at Good News. And Tony, nice to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it. Happy to have the option to talk about the help program.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. We were talking briefly before you came on the air, and I guess we'll start off the basics. The basics. What is the help project? What does it mean? H-E-L-P obviously means something,
it
right?
It is. The acronym HELP stands for Health Equipment Lending Program. And that's exactly what we do. We're in the community to help people get the equipment that they need, either if they're planning on a surgery and they know ahead of time they need equipment, or they've had an accident or a fall. And in some cases, with working with your elderly parents, if you know this is new to you, you're helping your parents try to find the equipment they need. So we lend it out to short-term loans, 6 months or less, and it can be renewed one time. And many times through that year cycle, they could offer it to purchase it, so they could buy it for themselves. And especially if you're thinking of your parents, you're not sure if the two-wheel walker is better for them, a four-wheel walker, whether they need a bath bench or a shower chair. So this allows you to try the equipment, make sure it is what you need.
You mentioned as well that the number of folks that actually take advantage of this each month is rather significant.
Yeah, we're up to about 240 families a month. So we're open 5 days a week from 9 to 4. So that's quite a few every single day trying to make that work. But it's cool. It's good to be a part of the community that's helping each other. people that have equipment they no longer need, certainly they either purchased it or possibly insurance purchased it, and they're no longer in need of it, they don't want to throw it in the landfill and create more environmental issues. But they also know that we're helping other people, so they donate it to us. We safety check, clean and sanitize all the equipment, and then we lend it out to other people in the community that have the need. So we're just the conduit.
And the thing about it is, you know, these days there are so many people that do need that little bit of help as well. Help, I mean, it really works out perfectly. But as you said, obviously when somebody gets into this situation, when you need some of this equipment, that obviously means there's some issues going on. Yeah. And often, as you say, you may not know exactly what is perfect. This does give that opportunity to get that first step.
Get them what they need. Oftentimes people are in a point of stress, either themselves or a family member is calling for them, and they don't know where to turn if they've never had to deal with this before. And the hospitals recommend us. A few of the other outpatient places recommend us, but sometimes it's just their neighbor or someone in their church that said, have you heard about Good News Project? Give them a call.
Right. Also, something you brought very nicely, a flyer, talking about you make sure it is used equipment, but at the same time, you do have a process to make sure it is in really good shape.
Absolutely. For every single piece of equipment we take in, we have a safety checklist. And sometimes it's only 5 or 6 points, and sometimes it's 20 points. We make sure it's safe. We look at it as we want to make sure it's safe enough that our parents could use it.
Yes, that makes so much sense. Again, we are talking to Tony Schmidt, the help manager, as we focus here on the first Wednesday of every month with the Good News Project here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I want to kind of circle back to something you were talking about again when it comes to the donations, because I think a lot of times when people are going through old equipment of any kind, the first thought is, this is old equipment. I don't have to deal with trying to sell it at a rummage sale or anything like that. And they may forget that there are opportunities to donate that would really help a lot of people. I think that should be underlined as well, that they may think, how much value is there? At the very least, give you an opportunity to say, hey, this is something that we could use.
Absolutely. And we have to be somewhat particular about what we accept that we use in our community for many reasons. One is we like to repair things if we're able to. We have volunteers that come in and help us do repairs. And if we keep a certain style of walker for us that we know the legs can fit from other walkers, that's easier for us. But there's other walkers that we don't accept that are perfectly fine and perfectly sturdy, and we make sure they get to people that need it. So we have connections with different groups that have shipped overseas. And we just worked with a group yesterday out of Wisconsin. They came and picked up 12 pallets full of equipment that we don't use, we can't use, we won't use, but still is good. And they're going to ship it to missions overseas.
Very, very cool indeed.
In addition to medical equipment, one of the things we do locally is we offer Depends-type products, incontinence products.
Oh.
So some people have too many of those, don't need them. They donate them to us, and we turn around and sell it for a few dollars to keep our program running. And therefore, we can offer it to people in the community at a fraction of the cost of buying new.
That kind of brings up as well that, you know, you talked a little bit about walkers and the such. There's quite a list here that you do have that are, you kind of list them in different kind of categories, but you had items generally available for loan, then some that are occasionally, and then others that may be available for rent. But it's quite a list here of the items that are generally available for loan that are kind of, you know, a wide variety,
it
I would put it.
Yeah, we have a lot of space and a lot of items. So how the program works is we tell people they can borrow it for up to 6 months. We suggest a donation. And the amount we suggest, the monetary donation, the amount based on the item. So, for example, a standard walker, we suggest $10. But a wheelchair, we suggest $40. That is just it, though. It's a suggested amount. If a person needs an item, we have an item, and they can't make the donation, we're still going to lend it out to them. Short-term loan, they bring it back when they're done. But there's a few things that are higher in demand that we actually have to rent out.
Right.
And that would be knee scooters. You see those people tooling around on them because crutches are lots of fun. And we see people.
That's a good way to put it.
They are. And power wheelchairs are another thing. So on those two particular items, we rent them out by the month. Mm-hmm. So we do require that. It's not as suggested. And we do require a credit card on file because we have to be able to charge subsequent months if they're not returned.
You know, and this is just me. This is not, you know, Good News Project statement. A $10 donation is... I would hope that people would be a little bit more because, and again, whether it's, you know, at times we say, well, we need some advertising to stay, you know, doing what we do here. The donations are what keeps you going. I mean, you need to have the support and the great things you're able to do. And as you said, if somebody is in a situation, you just can't do it. You're more than happy to loan it out and to help in that way. But I guess the next step is for those people that may not even be in need of some of the services, but still want to help. The donations are vitally important, and then in that way, you're helping these people that are in need. Correct?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And as you can imagine, there are certain items we get quite a few donations of. The top three in my head are walkers, crutches, and canes. So, strangely enough, those are the things other people in other countries want most of all, too. So really? It kind of works out. But there's things we hardly ever get. So if we get monetary donations above and beyond, we sometimes will purchase things brand new just to keep them in our program.
How do you deal? You just said it about other countries. And again, I said this to you off the air that when I was talking to Christine and we were talking about the international aspect of what you do at the Good News Project. How does that work? I mean, in terms of you get these, you say crutches, you know, get a lot of crutches. Mm-hmm. How does this all work? How do you hear from these folks? How do you deal with these folks? I guess I'm kind of curious about that.
It's kind of interesting because our office is partially warehouse. So we have on any given day a Gaylord, which is a large box that sits on the floor of our warehouse. When we get these, like, for example, wooden crutches, we don't use those locally. When we get things that we're not going to use, we collect them in this Gaylord. When the Gaylord fills up, we mark a inventory sheet of what's in the Gaylord, and we store it up and out of the way. We received a phone call from the Salvadorian mission saying that they're looking for items to ship. We happen to have 12 of these stored up and out of the way. We're happy to clear out a warehouse so we can start doing this again. So we are not shipping them ourselves, but we're connected to other groups. And when there's been nationwide or worldwide problems, we did a shipment to Turkey, we did a shipment to Ukraine through other people. We find out that they're doing shipments, they're looking for donations, we connect with them, they bring the truck over and collect our items.
It's amazing. And again, a little editorial comment on my side that, you know, as we go through our lives and, you know, there's a lot of people that are super successful and, you know, living life on the high. But you walk around and there's so many people that do need just a little bit of help, you know. And when you see the Good News Project and what you're able to do, we ask, I would say it would be just for people out there who are tuned in right now, just to add a little something. It really doesn't take much, does it?
No, not at all. Not. And when you talked about the amount that people donate, you know, $10 isn't a lot. For most people, that is true. And some of the people come in and they say, oh, here's a 20, keep the change. And our response to that is usually thank you, because there was somebody the other day that couldn't even make that 10.
Right.
So your extra kind of helped them out too.
What do people have that are out there maybe right now that heard about this this project of the Good News Project, what should they do? What is the best way for them if they do have some of these items that we've talked about, or whether or not they just want to make a donation? What is the best way for them to go take that next step?
Yep. Well, if you have items that you need to donate, we are typically open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Obviously, with the holiday weekend, we're going to be closed. As a matter of fact, we're going to be closed Thursday and Friday this week. You can bring them down at any point during our open hours. You don't have to set an appointment. We would be happy to provide a donation receipt if that helps you for the items that you give to us. If you're not sure if it's something we would accept, please give us a call in advance. Mm. I'd hate to have you pack something up into your vehicle to bring it down and we have to turn it away.
Right.
And there's very little we turn away, but one of the things that we get calls for often are people wanting to donate hospital beds. Mm. And because of the size of a hospital bed, we have to somewhat limit how many we can keep at a time. And with the advent of a lot of home beds now being adjustable beds, They look a little bit like a hospital bed. We have specific types of hospital beds we can accept because they're sanitizable. The mattress is sanitizable. So in the case of a hospital bed or a power wheelchair, please call in advance. What we do is we give you our cell number and have you send a picture of it so we can A-OK it ahead of time. I hate to have you come down and say no.
And likewise for those folks that would like to either, you know, rent or whatever it may be, same kind of process to reach out to you, say, okay, we have this need right now and start that process as well.
And if you call when you're looking for items, what that does is it gives us chance to talk through all the processes. We generally get a lot of the paperwork done ahead of time. So when you come and pick up, it's pretty fast. But if you just walked in our door, we're going to do the best to take care of you then too.
I see the number is 715-843-5985.
That
correct?
Is correct.
Again, that's 715-843-5985. And I imagine there's a lot of information on the website as well.
Absolutely. We've got a great website.
And that's www.goodnewswi.com. So again, check that out. And also volunteer opportunity. I know that Christine always talks about that as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteers that keep this program running. We have volunteers that get the equipment prepared to put into the sanitizing machines. Then the next day we have a group of volunteers that come in and take the items that have been air drying overnight and put them back together and put them on the shelf. And we have volunteers that repair items. We occasionally get things in there that have no value to us. Sad to say, they're broken, something's not right. We have volunteers that come in and scrap those things out too. So volunteers keep us going.
Well, Tony Schmidt, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully you'll come back in when Christine is off and about doing her great work as well. But really appreciate all the information.
Happy to do.
So again, give them a call, 715-843-5985, or check out online goodnewswi.com. The Good News Project, first Wednesday of every month, we focus on the good news and a lot of the great stuff that is done with the Good News Project. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, and then wrap up our Wednesday Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
Is it a fight to make ends meet? Keep the man up on his feet.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51. The sun is now shining. That's apropos after hearing from the Good News Project. And again, glad to be able to spread the word about the Good News Project and all the good work that they do. And we focus on them every first Wednesday of the month at 9:34. And again, Wednesday is always a very busy, busy Wednesday as we continue here on this middle of the work week that will be broken up a lot for everybody with the holiday tomorrow. It is Wednesday, July the 3rd of 2024. That means it is day number 185 of this year. That means there is 181 days remaining as we are heading downhill towards the end of the year.
That's right.
And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1819, the first savings bank in the United States, the Bank of Savings in New York City, opened. On this date in 1852, Congress established the United States Second Mint in San Francisco, California. On this date in 1884, Dow Jones published its first stock average. In 1922 on this date, so that's 102 years ago today, Fruit Garden and Home Magazine published its first issue. 2 years later, the publication became Better Homes and Gardens. On this date in 1970, some 200,000 people heard Jimi Hendrix play the Star Spangled Banner as the three-day Atlanta Pop Festival opened in Byron, Georgia. 2 days later, Governor Lester Maddox said he would seek legislation to ban rock festivals in Georgia. On this date in 1986, President Ronald Reagan presided over the relighting of the renovated Statue of Liberty. On this date in 2009, Sarah Palin announced she would resign as Alaska governor with 16 months left in her term. On this date in 2019, new research revealed that the U.S. produces the most waste per person globally and recycles the least.
Huh.
And on this date 1 year ago, 2023, a suspicious substance found the day prior in the White House, forcing an evacuation and emergency response, is determined to be cocaine.
Oh, jeez.
Not good.
Uh-uh.
Some famous people celebrating their birthdays today. Betty Buckley, actress from Eight Is Enough and a Tony winner, 77 years old today. Jan Smithers played Bailey Quarters on one of my favorite shows of all time, WKRP in Cincinnati. Turned 75. Montel Williams, talk show host, is 68. Actor Tom Cruise turned 62. Actor Thomas Gibson of Criminal Minds and Dharma and Greg is 62. Hunter Tylo, actress from The Bold and the Beautiful, is 62. Connie Nielsen of Gladiator, also Hippolyta in the DC Extended Universe, is 59. Yardley Smith. You know who Yardley Smith is?
The name sounds familiar.
One of the famous voices of The Simpsons.
Oh.
I think she is the voice of Bart, in fact. People don't realize that Bart Simpson's voice is done by a woman. 59 years old. Actually, 60 years old today. Julian Assange, who has been in the news recently, 53 years old today. Also, Benedict Wong. Wong in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is 53. Patrick Wilson of the Aquaman films and the Conjuring films is 51. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is American Redneck Day. It is Disobedience Day. It is Chocolate Wafer Day. Compliment Your Mirror Day. Eat Your Beans Day. Fried Clam Day. Independent Beer Run Day. Plastic Bag Free Day. And Stay Out of the Sun Day.
Mm-hmm. Especially on a hot day like this, that's a very important day.
That is correct. Man, I'm glad we are to the final point of this show.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if my voice can hold out much longer. I am glad we got tomorrow's show in the can.
Absolutely.
And I hope by Friday everything will be okay. But
hopefully we can figure out the technical things.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff to figure things out here. But our final part of the day is our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And, of course, Ian Welsh does the number of the day quiz every day. We give him three choices, and he should get one out of three right based on the numbers.
And so far, I have one of them.
Yes. And this week, four chances. Need to get at least two correct.
Yes.
In order to be above 33%.
Mm-hmm.
But our number for the day is the calories consumed by each competitor during the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York on Coney Island on July the 4th.
Oh, good gosh.
So the calories consumed on average by each competitor during the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, which will be going on tomorrow on Coney Island.
Mm.
All right. Your choices are 19,600, 59,600. Oh. 109,600. Okay. 109,600. So is it 19,600? 59,600? 109,600.
I hope I'm wrong about this, but I'm just going to take a guess here. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with the biggest number. Because the hot dog eating contest, I haven't watched it, but I've heard things about it, and I'm just taking a guess. C is my final answer.
You should have gone with the opposite side.
Oh, is the least?
19,600.
Oh, doggone it.
Ah, no problem. I thought you might get a little bit tripped up on that.
It's okay. I still have a chance in the next couple
days. You're still good. You're 1-for-2 this week. Yes. So you got 2 more chances to get that above 33%. Well, Ian, enjoy your 4th of July.
You too, Chad. Have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
And be back tomorrow. Start your 4th with us, 8 till 10, tomorrow here on WXCO.